So, welcome back to this year's edition of the Carlo Christmas Podcast. My name's Nathan, and I'm here with our other co-host, Asha.
Hello.
And today we're just going to be chatting a bit about Christmas, first of all. So, Asha, are you excited for Christmas yourself?
Yeah, I am. Are you excited for
Christmas? I am indeed. It's a great time of year. It's great for family and all to get together, you know. What are your plans for your Christmas holidays? Are you going back to your house or what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm going back to see my family and my sisters and my dogs for Christmas. What are you doing for Christmas yourself?
Well, I'm from Dublin. I'm not from Carlo myself, so I'm going to be heading back down to Dublin to see all my family. Going to have a nice big Italian Christmas dinner, loads of meats, loads of wines. You know, it's going to be a great time. I'm really excited for it. It's great to see all my family that I never really get to see over the years, you know. It's a pretty good time of year. I enjoy it. And for Christmas wish list, what are you thinking this year, huh? What are you hoping Santa brings you?
A snake.
A snake?
Yeah,
a snake.
What about you?
No, I'm not really looking for a snake myself, but, you know, maybe a nice Xbox or a PlayStation 5 even. Maybe a nice little gaming PC instead. Whatever Santa is really feeling nice to me for, you know? I'm excited. You know, there's one thing I need to talk about with Christmas is, as much as I do love the Christmas holidays, I am a big, strong activist for not playing music, like Christmas music, before December. Because, you know, you're always walking around your shopping malls and, you know, getting your shopping and all, and you just hear Christmas tunes playing over and over again, like halfway through November, and it's crazy. Like, I even seen, before Halloween, I even seen Christmas decorations and Halloween decorations in the same store. How ridiculous is that, Asha?
Very ridiculous.
That is crazy to me. But now I think we're going to be going over and doing an interview with an up-and-coming music artist. His name is Kieran, but in the music world, he goes by Naris X. So, Kieran.
Hello, Nathan.
How are you today?
All good, man, all good.
Glad to see you here. It's glad nice to see you in person. Tell us a little bit of your music. What music do you create, first of all?
So the music I do is known as UK Bounce, or locally known as Donk. And what it is basically 150 BPM with an offbeat bass, which is why it's called the Donk bass. So that shines throughout the song, and just a load of euphoric melodies, vocals, and bits of everything just thrown in there, just with that bass, and that's where it goes. It's really lively and cheerful, so it is to me. So that's what I like about it.
That's very interesting. You don't really hear much about that these days, you know. It's kind of coming up now, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's coming back now, big in England. Like, you know, it was back, like, you know, when we were all like teenagers. Now you'd hear a few SoundCloud tunes. But now they're making it proper and they're making it big, so they are. So it's in the charts, the UK top 40 charts. Jack Jones made a song, and it's number 28 in the charts. So we're getting there with that music scene. We're bringing it out. It's getting to a wider audience. So a lot more people are liking it now.
Lovely, lovely.
Yeah, and how did you start making music?
So it all started there. Since I was like 13, I always had a passion for dance music, so I did. But when I was 15, I started working on the Walsers in the Fun Fair, and that's when I noticed they're playing this type of music that I've never really heard before. And constantly, you kept getting the crowd going to get on the machines and all that. Everyone was having a good time listening to it, and it was really upbeat. And I was talking to the operator about it, and he was telling me more about the scene and all that. And that's when I kind of fell in love with the scene itself. And then during COVID, when that hit, I started getting into DJing and production, and kind of took that music scene up and fell in love with it ever since. And
the waltzers are a good little bit of crack for a bit of dunk. I'll say that. I love a bit of waltzers. Can't beat them. And how long have you been making your music?
So since COVID, so 3 years now, coming up this Christmas, I would have started my own podcast there 3 years ago, on like coming into the new year. So
right, so you have a bit of skill behind that at this stage. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, and what equipment do you use to produce your music?
So for producing, I just have a standard computer. I don't have any plugins or hardware for that. I use Ableton, so I do. So you can use FL and the likes of that. But I use Ableton to make my beats and my tunes and all that. But when it comes to actually mixing the music and the DJing side of it, which is what I'm widely known for now, I use a standard DJ 400 controller. So it's a beginner controller, and you can really pick up anything on that. It's really good for anyone who wants to get into DJing, no matter what type of music it is.
Well, that's good. That actually brings you on to the next question. Do you have any tips for anybody starting out in that industry, in that music type? Like, what would you have any tips for that?
Yeah, so the biggest tip would be is to, like, be patient. You're not going to become a superstar DJ or artist overnight. Be patient and don't make enemies. Don't be jealous of every other artist that's making it out there before you. Let them take you under their wing and take advice from them. Take advice from everything. Like, just top DJs out there that are doing it 40, 50 odd years, and they're still learning to this day about new things in the music scene. So be patient with it. Your time will come. Just put in the work, put the head down, and keep a smile on your face and enjoy it. It's all about enjoying the music as well. If you don't enjoy it, there's no point in doing it. It's all about the passion behind it, I think.
I think that's some great advice. I honestly think that is some good advice there. Thank you, Naris.
Thank you.
And do you have anything you want to promote?
Yeah, so my podcast, it's called Donkaholic Podcast, so it is.
Donkaholic, I like that name, that's a good one.
It's on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, YouTube, Google Podcasts, Amazon and Alexa. If you just search it up on Google, it'll pop up there and you can see all the different sites you can view it on. And what I do is I do an hour mix and I get guests come on for another hour or so, and they promote their tunes and their music as well. Kind of just make a big 3 hour long episode of it, just filled with music and all the tunes that everybody likes from over the years to all the new ones.
Lovely. Well, definitely, if you're ever looking for an interesting podcast other than this one, always check that out as well. And I'd just like to say as well, there's just, if you want to hear a little snippet of Naris X, we actually played him as our intro for this podcast. So, you know, that's great as well. Thank you very much for that, Aris and Aris. So now we're going to cut to some pre-recorded interviews from Sandy and Rilla, who went around to the public and got what their thoughts were.
Oh, just a minute. Hello, I'm Rilla, and today I'm with my colleague
Sandy, and here we're here with a group of the music performance class. So let's get everyone to introduce themselves. Start with you.
Hi, I'm Tim.
I'm Michael.
I'm Shannon.
I'm Alan.
I'm Daniel.
All right, so, oh, you like Christmas, yeah?
Oh, of course, man.
Yeah. You love Christmas.
How could you not love Christmas?
You love Christmas?
How could you not love it? How could you not?
What do you mean by that? Like,
how could you not love Christmas? Like, everyone loves Christmas.
Mm.
I mean, I think it's one of those times of years, like, doesn't even matter about religion. Everyone, like, everyone can just come together and at least just celebrate peace.
Yeah, that's lovely. What about you? You like Christmas?
I love Christmas.
You love Christmas?
Who
doesn't love it?
Go on.
All right, so, what do you guys have for Christmas dinner usually?
So we're going to start with, you.
Right, so you know, obviously you have the turkey and you have the goose and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But one of my favourite things is, and like, do you ever do them like creamy potatoes, like in the garlic creamy potatoes with the cheese on them?
Mm.
That's my favourite thing on Christmas.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
What about you?
You know, we always have the ham and turkey, but what we do with the ham is we honey roast it.
Ooh.
And it's... Oh my god, amazing.
It's a whole layer of sweetness to it.
Yeah, it's just amazing. And brown sugar
good,
too.
That sounds
delicious, man. And
I'm
yourself?
The same.
Yeah. Nothing else?
We do like really good like garlic roast potatoes, kind of like them ones as well, but they're like cranberry as well because Christmas.
Cranberry?
They're unreal, yeah.
Shit. And yourself?
I just do a classic roast, dude. Which is classic roast dinner, sort of. I love the turkey, especially with the gravy. No, seriously, though, because like the gravy, it's so good because it goes in there with the beef.
Do you ever make your gravy from scratch? Like not on a normal day, but like for Christmas.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's so much better.
It's way better. Oh, it's way so better like that, to be honest.
And yourself?
Yeah, ham, turkey, everything, stuffing.
Oh yeah, the stuff. Oh,
and then sandwiches at night then.
Yeah.
So we'll sandwiches for like 4 weeks after.
Yeah. That's the best part. The sandwiches at night.
Alright, so what's your guys' favourite Christmas movie?
Oh, I'll start off with you this time.
My family, we always do like Disney movies on Christmas Eve. So it'll just be like some Little Mermaid or Beauty and the Beast.
Oh.
So it's not a Christmas movie, but I'd say...
It's still something.
Yeah, for me they're Christmas movies.
Yeah. And yourself?
Home Alone, actually.
Home Alone, which one?
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good question, bro.
Because my mother loves the Home Alone 2. Yeah, but we like the first and the second one.
Yeah,
I don't mind it. I like the first one because it's a classic one, but I also like I would sit down and watch Home Alone 2 as well.
Home Alone 2.
Elf. Or Grinch.
Elf. Oh, Grinch. Ah, the Grinch.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah, which Grinch one? The cartoon one or the...
No, the, like...
Like the Jim Carrey.
Yeah, that's the one.
Probably Gremlins. Gremlins? Yeah. Yeah, no, I haven't watched that in a while. No, that's a class
movie. Yeah.
And yourself there?
Oh, it's got to be Polar Express, man.
Yeah,
it has to
good
be.
One.
Like, I know, like, the graphics in it are, like... Mm-hmm. Well, like, they're very bad and they're very outdated, but like that Christmas movie just is special. You watch that, you feel it. Mm.
Or Santa Claus.
Right. Oh, the Tim Allen Santa Claus movies. They are so good.
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
He has a new thing out on Disney.
Yeah.
Well, you used to have a Christmas list, yeah? A Santa list.
Yeah, no. Every year.
No! Nah, there's no
out,
way.
When you move out, you don't have a Santa list.
Nah, I have a Santa list anyways.
It's more of a surprise.
So what's your Santa list?
Do you know what, this year, kind of more musical stuff, a microphone, an iRig, just something to plug my guitar into my laptop. Yeah. But with like a few records, maybe a few books or something, maybe a Liverpool jersey, something like that.
It's my new bin.
Stay down.
And yourself?
For me, I like to collect models, so if anyone just, you know, like family, I'll just say, like, here's a link to some stuff, you know, kind of just...
Yeah, what type of models?
Just, like, models you build yourself, or just, like, say, like, Godzilla as a model or something like that.
Okay, that's
quite cool, yeah.
That's pretty
fresh. Oh, and if you say
have just money. Well, me and my wife and we put money together and go on holidays.
Oh, that's
so cool. We just don't buy each other anything, we just... Spend it on like memories instead of actually like presents. So it's way better, I think.
That's all right, that's still
Saturn though.
Yeah. No, I have to be with Shannon. I don't have a Sandy list.
You get older, it's harder because you just
kind of
horror ice cream.
I don't
want that much, you know, because I don't mind Christmas everything. As it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like presents are fine, they're great, but like I don't think that's the... I know it's fucking cringy. I know it's, like, cheesy. I know it's not the important thing. I know. Face palm all the time. But it's...
You're so true.
I just don't have one.
You just don't have one.
But I don't mind that, you know?
But you still get something. It's just not accepted.
You don't really ask for anything.
Yeah.
It's just this, like, stock and fillers.
Yes,
surprise. There's always one surprise gift from everyone in my short family, like, you know? So that's kind of... The best part is always
the
surprise gift.
That's the Santa element
to it. But like, you do know, like, when you were young, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
What would you really want? Like, what was the number one thing that you really wanted that you never got?
The Xbox 360 when I was young.
That or lightsabers.
Yeah.
Lightsaber. And yourself?
We kind of did get everything. Like, probably like the newest iPhone or something.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
What about you? What was one thing you really wanted when you were young?
Legos. I love Legos, man.
To build them, innit?
Oh, dude. Do you ever have like a box of just random Legos?
I wanted
to get like loads of boxes of that and just build them. I just love the Legos, man. It's just amazing.
What about you?
I got this one year. Got a DS.
A DS.
Oh,
it's the same one. I've had it for like 10 years. It's all scratched and everything on it.
Shit. Wait, which DS is that?
3DS XL.
3DS.
Yeah. Whoa. I got Animal Crossing.
I remember getting that one for Christmas as well.
I got the Street Pass.
Right, guys. So now for the main question. Who has their Christmas decorations up yet?
No, I wish.
Not yet, man.
Sorry, man.
Not yet, no.
We put the tree up. Mm-hmm. We don't really do anything else.
Yeah.
Like, because Christmas for us is mainly celebrated at my brother's house with his fiance on Christmas Eve. Just me, my dad, my brother, and his fiance. And, like, that's kind of Christmas for us. So me and my dad just put the tree up, and that's all we need.
We always start putting up Christmas. What's the day that they say that Christmas, isn't it? December the 8th or something like that, where they say like that proper starts.
Yeah,
it'll be like kind of first week of December maybe.
Yeah.
That's when we
do the tree December 9th because it's my birthday.
Oh, sure. Happy early birthday, innit? Like, you know what I mean? So what about the rest of yous?
Mine. As soon as the 1st of November comes.
First like, of November.
It's just my family. We love Christmas.
Is that already up?
Yeah, no, it is. Like, I do want to, like, hold it until, like, the end of November, but my ma loves Christmas. Oh. Yeah. So they're already up in it, and I can't stop that. Like,
yours is, like, the end of January as well.
Huh?
Are yours still up, like, by the end of January?
A little bit, yeah. But it's weird, though, because my mom does... Do you know the Coca-Cola commercial, the truck one?
Yeah.
The advert, did it?
Yeah, she says whenever that starts, that's officially Christmas, but it still doesn't line up with the decorations.
That's kind of fair. That's
true. Thank you.
What about you two?
Our family leaves it really late, but we still do everything.
So do we, but we leave them up for a long time. We leave them up till the 6th of January, because that's little Christmas, I think.
Yeah.
So that's what Dad used to always do when he was younger, so that's what we do.
And do you do that thing as well, where Mad doesn't cook on little Christmas?
No, I think my mom probably does. I'm not sure.
No, that was always just a thing in our house. Like, little Christmas, the women have a break, you know, because they don't have cooking on Christmas.
Cute.
So, do you know what I mean?
We have one more question for you today, and we're just going to end it off like that.
Cool.
What's your New Year's resolution?
Oh.
Make €1 billion.
Make €1 billion.
I like that one.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Anybody else?
That's a big yikes, man, because I actually don't know. Because I never fulfilled them.
Never
fulfilled them.
Just study harder just try to be a better musician. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
That's fair.
As one year I gave up eating beef.
Eating beef?
Yeah.
Really?
And I kept with it for like nearly 3 years.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then one day I just had spaghetti bolognese and then I fell
back in love.
Yeah.
Do you know what? If it was going to be anything, spaghetti bolognese, it's a pretty good one. To mess up on.
How about you two? Still thinking?
I'm still thinking. Because I make a resolution, but I never fulfill it. Just like everybody else. If it had to be one, I think just the music thing. I think just kind of get better and practice more of the music thing.
Yeah,
that's it. That's all I can say, really.
Not overthinking things.
I think that's something we could, like, realistically do instead of making something we wouldn't do.
Mm.
Yeah.
I chose €1 billion, so I'm not disappointed.
So, I mean, thank you very much for being in the interview.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very fun.
Thank you so much, man.
Christmas time is here. Time for joy and time for cheer.
Hello, I'm Rilla, and today I'm here with my colleague
Sandy, and we're here with
Donal O'Rourke.
Okay, so, do you like Christmas?
I do indeed.
What would you have for Christmas dinner now?
Well, my ma, she usually cooks turkey, but I prefer to have chicken. I make chicken myself, so a bit of chicken, mash, sweet corn. Chicken, mash, sweet corn, you know what this was. Just basic stuff, like. Yeah.
All right, what do you want off Santi this Christmas?
Like, what's on your list?
I think.
What do you have on that list?
A Sauron.
A what?
A Sauron.
What's that?
You ever seen them bikes? Electric bikes, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Serious jokes, I want to get...
Just the bikes or anything
else?
Nah,
a cooking book. One of them recipe books.
Yeah.
Do you know the Soup Dog one? I seen that. I want to get that too.
So, are you able to cook?
Yeah, I'm serious, man.
You're serious,
man.
Cook.
I cook
so what, tell
family
me
on Christmas.
Tell me, are you going to be cooking this Christmas for your family?
I'm going to try anyway. I'm going to try my hardest. I'm going to try my best. It's like they might have to cook a second just so it's edible.
If you was to cook a Christmas, just any Christmas kind of food, what would you cook? Like, what would you want to cook?
Oh, I think I'd cook something like. A big, you ever see the big chickens? The roast chickens.
The big roast chickens.
The big large ones, right?
A bit of seasoning on it,
Okay, a little bit, with some oil or something. What I don't know, there's something on the top you put on it, serious anyway, right?
Nah, that's not.
I get some mash, right? Basic, I have to have some of that, right? Some chicken. Some different type of chicken, right?
All right.
I think I get fish fingers.
Fish fingers.
Yeah,
I haven't had one of them in a long time.
Can't go wrong with fish fingers. Can't go wrong with fish fingers. I think I get green beans and sweet corn.
That's not a problem.
I think that's what.
So,
shite dinner.
So listen,
yeah.
What is Santi's real name? Very basic.
I don't know me that, so I couldn't have
you. Don't know.
Don't know me that's
where, it starts with a saint.
Saint Nicholas.
There we go.
I do actually know. I do know.
So, like the way you said, yeah, there's no, like, you like Christmas, you love Christmas, like, you know.
I do.
But, like, what about if there was no Christmas?
If there was no Christmas?
What would you be doing, bro? No food, no presents, no Christmas food, No celebrations. You know that move. The celebrations there. No celebrations. No nothing. What would you be doing?
I'd be sad up your room. I'd be sad up your room looking at him. No presents, no nothing, just chilling.
Just chilling.
Do you know what? Probably go outside. In the rain.
No snow.
Never any snow. Never is any snow anyway. Mm. Very sad, but especially with Christmas. It would be dull.
So like, you know when you were a little kid, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What was your favourite thing about Christmas?
Kind of has to be the presents.
The presents?
Has to be the presents.
Santi.
It has to be the presents. I just wanted to go downstairs to catch me back in. Catch her putting them presents underneath the tree.
Do you still believe in Santi though?
Yeah.
You still do?
Yeah, so why mommy can't afford all the stuff I do with her? Santi's minted, sir.
Anyways, thank you so much, Donna.
No worries.
It was nice interviewing you. Thank you so much.
It's been lovely speaking to you. Nice to meet you.
Now, thank you very much for that, Rilla and Sandy. You did great with the interviews. I really enjoyed them myself. And I just want to say a big thank you to everybody that worked, helping to put this podcast together. It's really interesting, and I hope that we can do it more in the future. I want to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's to everybody. Do you want to wrap it up with anything, Asha? Just a little goodbye or anything?
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Right. That was us at the Christmas Carol podcast. Thank you very much.